This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 10. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says there, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." End of God. Todd Stucker, a writer, speaker, and pastor in Hudson, Wisconsin, said this, "Thankfulness creates gratitude, which generates contentment that causes peace." End of God. Unthankful people are generally miserable inside and out because they are discontent and do not have peace. Thankful people are content with what they have and enjoy peace in their lives. Our today's Bible insight says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." End of God. Another translation of this is, "Give thanks in all things." Did you notice our verse today does not say give thanks for everything or all things? Frankly, we may not be able to give thanks for all things that happen to us. Certain tragedies, we may not be able to give thanks for them, at least immediately without the passing of time. However, listen, in everything, in all circumstances, in the midst of it, definitely we can give thanks. This is the will of God concerning us. The reason is we know who God is. We know God is in control of our life. We can say, "My Lord, I trust you because you are the sovereign living God. Even though hell type of things breaks around me, I know God knows all about it. He is the perfect and flawless pilot of my life, and he will guard me through it all." Therefore, in all circumstances, in the midst of everything, we can give thanks to God. Beloved, the book of Psalms teaches us how to be thankful in the midst of sad circumstances, doesn't it? David, the king of Israel, explained this in his writings in the book of Psalms. He cries and laments over things happened to him. Then he breaks out into giving thanks and praises to the Lord God in heaven, and he places his hope in the Lord God in heaven. David knew who God is. Therefore, although he did not like the sad things happen to him, he was still able to give thanks and praises to God in the midst of those painful times. Our today's insight says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." If this is the will of God, why don't we obey it and start doing it? When we are thankful and praise God in the midst of sufferings and trials, do you think God can remain silent? Next time, why don't you try to give thanks and praise continuously in the midst of your trials and watch what God would do for you? He takes note of you like he took note of Paul and Silas in prison when they praised him. He took note of one leper who came to Jesus to give thanks. Jesus asked, "Where are the other nine?" If God in heaven takes note of you, beloved, you are up to something big, don't you agree? He will send deliverance from heaven as he did to Paul, Silas, and Peter in prison. Dearly beloved, a thankful person cannot be miserable. He will be content in all circumstances and enjoy peace of God in his heart, no matter what life throws at him. His anchor is not placed on this world or people. His anchor is securely placed in heaven, where his Savior Jesus Christ lives and advocates for him. Nothing makes him too much worried or perplexed because his intercessor, Jesus Christ, is in heaven pleading his case on an ongoing basis by the merit of his shed blood on the cross. A thankful and praising heart was the secret of Apostle Paul's life. He gave thanks to God in prison and in all his struggles, sufferings, and persecutions. A perfect example for us to follow. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for all the blessings you give to me. Lord, every day you lord on me with so many benefits. The food, water, air, health, children, job, family, relationship, and the list goes on. More than all, my Lord, I thank you for giving your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to pay for all of my sins. I believe Jesus died for my sins, buried and rose again. I believe in him. I thank you for forgiving my sins and granting me eternal life. I am indebted to you for all things, the source of all good gifts and blessings. I praise you, thank you, and worship you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.